Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu vowed Monday his country would rid its border region of Islamic State militants. The remark follows Sunday's suicide bombing at a Kurdish wedding that killed at least 54 people. Authorities are still trying to identify the bomber, but they are backing away from earlier claims that the bomber was a child. Iran's foreign ministry announced Monday that for now, Russia will no longer be using one of its bases for airstrikes in Syria. There was no immediate response from Russia. Earlier, Iran's defense minister, General Hossein Deglan, had criticized Russia as showing off and trying to show they are a superpower. According to a Kurdish news agency, fighting erupted Monday between Kurdish fighters and pro-government militias in the northern Syrian city of Hasakeh. Foreign media reports, rather, say Turkish forces have attacked a Syrian Kurdish militia, as well as the Islamic State group positions in Syria. The Hurriyet newspaper says the attacks targeted positions north of the town of Manbij. And media reports also say Turkish forces have struck targets in Jarablus. Libya's internationally recognized parliament on Monday voted no confidence in a UN-backed unity government. Lawmakers gave Prime Minister-designate Fayez al-Sarraj a 10-day deadline to come up with a new lineup. Backers of the unity government dismissed the move as unconstitutional. The leaders of Italy, France, and Germany say Britain's exit from the European Union will not kill the bloc. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President François Hollande met Monday aboard an aircraft carrier anchored off an Italian island and promised to strengthen the European project. VOA News. Former French leader Nicolas Sarkozy says he wants his old job back. He announced Monday that he will seek the presidency of France in the next election under the banner of his center-right party, the Republicans. Sarkozy will try to unseat incumbent François Hollande. A Malian jihadist has pleaded guilty to destroying historic monuments in Timbuktu in the International Criminal Court's first-ever cultural war crimes trial. Lisa Bryant reports.
The trial at the International Criminal Court of Islamist Ahmad al-Faqih al-Mahdi is expected to last only a few days. That's because al-Mahdi has accepted the charges against him, directing 2002 attacks against 9 mausoleums and a mosque in the ancient Malian city of Timbuktu. Pleading guilty and reading out a statement at the trial's opening, he said he had been influenced by deviant groups. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has called for deployment of a protection force to help stabilize South Sudan.
This is not an intervention force. This is a protection force with a very clear mandate to be able to protect people for their access, their freedom of movement, and their ability to remain free from attack or ambush from any source.
Kerry met Monday with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and foreign ministers from Kenya, Uganda, Sudan, Somalia, and South Sudan in Nairobi. Hundreds of Nigerian protesters marched Monday to the presidential villa in the capital Abuja. They are demanding that the government do more to rescue more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014. South Africa's main opposition party on Monday won control of the local government in the city of Johannesburg. The ruling ANC party lost control of the economic hub for the first time since the end of apartheid. Herman Mashaba of the Democratic Alliance beat the ANC incumbent mayor. Zambian authorities have suspended the licenses of one of the country's main private television stations and two radio stations. The authorities say the behavior of the stations during the recent presidential election posed a risk to the peace and stability of the country. The now suspended movie TV station ran news stories critical of supporters of the ruling Patriotic Front party. The opposition accuses the government of trying to stifle media freedom. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he still plans to deport 11 million illegal aliens living in the United States. His new campaign manager says the candidate's deportation plans are, in her words, to be determined. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.